This is the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast. Middle of the week. Big week already for this podcast. Already appreciate you for joining us, K-State Nation. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. Please continue to spread the word about this latest Kansas State podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas, where you're truly lives at, only in Kansas, I tell you, from Monday, like 68, and even then, it didn't still like feel like 68, to then yesterday being 11 degrees in the morning, to waking up to some snow flurries on the ground. Yeah, only in Kansas, baby, and it should be okay for the rest of the week. Obviously, still kind of chilly a little bit, but I digress. Anyways, tonight, K-State basketball returns to Bramlage, after K-State Jeff Mitty's team locked down, and I'm actually saying locked down, the Cowgirls of Oklahoma State on last Sunday to the biggest crowd of the season. K-State Nation, kudos to you guys showing out to these ladies' games down the stretch. Obviously, they're in the hunt for an NCAA berth. Not out of the question. When you look at the conference, when you look at the Big 12, need to get themselves maybe in a better situation, but they're still ways ahead, as they're still in the top half of the conference. K-State, 18th win of the season over the weekend, last weekend, and 14 of those wins at Bramlage. They took down Oklahoma State 56-38 over the weekend as well. And 38 points. And remember that I talked about you guys earlier this year about K-State locking down opposing opponents at Bramlage? Well, 38 points are tied for the fewest points K-State has allowed in a Big 12 game in the Jeff Mitty era, which spans, folks, going back, I had to reread this again, going back 8 seasons, beginning back in 2014, in the 15 season, last Sunday's point total matches the fewest in K-State Big 12 game since the Wildcats held the lead Red Raiders, 38 points. Yeah, I think I must remember this also, in Lubbock, back in 2015, now it was in January as well. Jeff Mitty on his defense. I think our defense was good. And he went on to say, quote, I think that we are really active. And then I think as we struggled a little bit offensively, we let that affect us a little bit. And I didn't think we were as good defensively in the second half. K-State held the Cowgirls to, 20% shooting, 11 of 55, which calculated 20% shooting, and that was worse than the three-point shooting that the Cowgirls managed to put up, 5 of 22 from downtown. 14 home wins for the Wildcats is the most since going back to 2016-2017 season, and marks the fifth time in the 34-season history of Bramlage Coliseum in which the Wildcats have won 14 or more home games. as well, that's just something right there. Obviously, All-American candidate Ayoka Lee Richard, 13 points in the first half, was only held to 4 in the second half, but yeah, she's Richard 17 in the game, and then chalk up another double-double, 16th double-double of the season for her, as well as I'm going to switch over to my other tab for my other stats that I have up here as well. But yeah, that's damn impressive for this basketball team right there. Obviously winning by 18 over the Cowgirls there in Bramlage. Some other stats here to have here. Emily Ebert, best game of this. When you look at stats watch, really, or when you look at her point total, best game of the season. 13 points, 5 of 13 shooting, 2 of 8 from downtown. She was letting it fly last weekend in Bramlage. The next one, Briley Glenn with 7 and a rebound, and a completed for her. Emily, 3 rebounds there. Serena Sundell only had 2 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists for her. Laura Mackey continues her great play off the bench for her. 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 18 minutes of play. As well as K-State sitting at 18-8 heading into a showdown tonight against Texas, trying to get that rematch, try to knock out the Longhorns in Brambles tonight. Hopefully that home cooking can keep on moving here for the Cats. Man, they've been awesome at home this year. 14 out of 18 wins this year. And they welcome in Texas. And like I said, yeah, they're in the K-State. The ladies are in the second half of the standings, but way ahead of 4 wins better than West Virginia right there. Hey, huge game for K-State. They win this game tonight, they can possibly jump Texas. So, yeah, when you look at the standings, Texas just ahead of them, 9-5 in conference, K-State 8-6. Yeah, you're looking at this game, and when you look at up top, yeah, Baylor, Iowa State locked up 11-3, identical records as well. So, hey, once again, K-State Nation, we'll show up tonight, and I might be going to the last home game here in another week or so. I have to double check here. I know, like, you can get tickets for reasonable price, obviously, but yeah, I mean, huge game though. Won't be there tonight though, but however, you guys, K-State Nation, have the opportunity to show up for your Cats. Is they just take the Texas Longhorns? I mean, the last time it took on K-State got waxed on the road. So maybe a little friendly home cooking once again, and let's get after these Longhorns tonight as they get ready for that showdown, huge showdown here. K-State game out of 5th in the conference, and that is huge. Game out really actually for a tie for 4th. You got Oklahoma and Texas locked up in a 9-5 record in conference play as well. So K-State still shooting in good position there, and we'll just have to see what happens there as well. K-State have an opportunity here. Let's see if they can slow down Texas at home tonight, and let's get another one. Let's get another one at Bramlage, and they can get this. They can really put themselves in a good situation because they've already beat OU earlier this year, and they still got them to play. That's going to be a road game as well. And oh, by the way, that is the 61-point game Ilkley put on them Sooners a month ago as well. Huge game tonight in Bramlage. That game, by the way, set for a big, big games across the Big 12 landscape from the women's side tonight. Everybody in action tonight. That's a 6:30 tip. Big 12 ESPN Plus has it for you guys tonight. We will be watching it on TV screen. Let's see if K-State can upset another ranked opponent in Bramlage. The Purple Project Podcast did it. Wherever you get your podcast, y'all know what to do there. I've got to put a wrap on this to the end of the daily tonight. Not tonight, this this morning, on this morning's edition of the Daily. Be on the lookout for that later on around the lunch hour as well. Go Cats, Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast in the books.